1-800-990-3776. All right, let's get to the Milwaukee Bucks. You know how sad I was after the Bucks last night?
No, I
couldn't get over it. I just had to be on Twitter and just tweet with people. I was really sad.
I stayed off of there because I'm like,
I wasn't getting mad at people. I'm just sad. It's as sad as I've been for a Bucks loss in a long time. Just sad. And I should have been mad at going like, hey, Bud, put two people on Butler and make somebody else score.
But is that why you think they lost?
Yes. I think that's one of the reasons. Not the major reason, but
certainly is one of the reasons.
But no, my disappointment is that seems so simple. I mean, that's like fifth grade, and I think Bud is a good coach. So I don't know why he didn't do it. What would you say? Why didn't he do it?
One is probably he didn't want to put them in a situation where they're now trying something different late in the game. Right. A lot of times, okay, we're going to do something different. So coaches, I think, sometimes think that signals that we're in trouble.
But wouldn't they have already had some options, variable options, to handle Jimmy Butler, that whatever he went to was something they had done before?
They
weren't inventing something for this game.
In the walkthrough, you should have had some, okay, we're going to do this. If that doesn't work, we're going to go to this. Yes. Certainly should have been a contingency coverage.
Right.
On whether it be pick and roll, whatever action they knew the Heat were going to run, they're running the same stuff they always run, nothing new. So whatever they're running, there's definitely a plan A and a plan B coverage-wise. Yeah. But as I always tell you, execution is different. But here's the other thing I'm going to say. A lot of people I saw, they want to blame it on Bud, right? Well, you talk about defensively. All right, Bud maybe can say, okay, let's change this. But guess what? I've been on a lot of teams, and you're out there on the court. You can change it up yourself.
No, it's on the players and the Bucks.
You can change it up yourself.
Bucks have had this problem of being weaker defensively than they've been in a few years. Some stretches like 20th, some stretches the best. So,
typically good on defense. That's right. That's the crazy part.
But this year they've been more inconsistent.
Let me just give you some numbers here.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Miami shot 72% from the field.
Yeah.
75 from three.
I know. They scored on 12 of the last 13 possessions and 27 points.
That was one
points.
Of the problems you're talking about. Here's the other problem.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, Giannis, 1-for-4. Right, yeah, he took four shots in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Four.
Right.
What?
And they turned the
Chris
ball over.
Chris Middleton, fourth quarter, 0-for-3.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Giannis took four shots in 11 minutes. Right. Not like he didn't play.
Right.
Played 11 minutes, took four shots.
Yep.
Holiday, 1-for-6.
But that was a huge three that he hit. That was the one that
it was,
put him
but
up.
But it was a terrible shot.
But 107, 105,
the step
they're
back
up with 226
It was a horrifying
left.
Shot. But he hit it. It was a horrifying shot.
If they win, that's the shot of the game.
But it was a terrible shot. But that's the only shot he hit.
That's correct.
1-for-6. So you got their top three. That's their big three. 2-for-13
right.
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's the other reason you lost.
You had a lead, and we talk about this. You had a cushion. That's why you want cushions. And you need a cushion for when you shoot like that, but you still got to stop the other team.
Right, but
as
we talk about in many games, like, you can't have it go both ways. You can't give up everything and get nothing.
Correct.
You got to do something offensively if you're going to give up everything defensively.
Or this happens.
And you don't lose that game still. If you're even mediocre on offense, you still win that game.
I agree.
You can't be horrible.
Or if you're mediocre or bad
on
defense.
A little bit better on defense, you still win. You can't be horrible on defense and horrible on offense.
Yep.
For a 12-minute stretch, you can't do it.
This was about the last 6 minutes. They were up by 12.
Yeah, I gave you the fourth quarter overall stats.
Yeah,
that's where they were terrible that whole quarter.
Right. John in Milwaukee, you're on 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, Homer, I'm with you. I am about as sad as I've been watching the Bucks maybe my entire life.
But they have a chance now for historic greatness. Come back from 3-1 down, and all they got to do is win that game in Miami, and there's no way.
You said they can't do it.
No, well, no, I think they can do it. There's no way Butler can play that well. No, I believe the Bucks can win the last three games.
You said they're going to win tonight, but you think they're going to win the series now?
Can I tell you guys what I thought way back when?
Yes, I believe.
All right, let's hear it.
But I won't bet it.
Okay. So when the Bucks won the first 9 games of the season, I said that it's November. I'm like, you know what? I feel like this is a special team. And I hate myself for thinking this, but by God, I think even then, I think this is a championship team. And then when the playoffs started, I thought, you know what? I said that back in November, and the next 2 months, my gut feeling is either going to come to fruition or I'm going to die a little bit inside. And right now I'm in die a little bit inside territory, and I hate that feeling.
Have you given up on them?
I haven't.
You think they're done?
I haven't, but I'm also a realist. I mean, I haven't given up on them, but I'm also, 3-1 deficits are not easy to come back from.
Well, they're easy. They're easy when you have two home games.
They're 100% not easy. But you said this team was special. They're not special anymore?
Have they played special in the past 5 games?
No, but if they're special, they find a way to win this series.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's going to go down as they're a fart in the wind, even worse. You'll lose to an 8. Got to find a way. It's still 1-8. They've only won 3. You got to win 4.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a part of me that wants to believe because, if you can't, you got to win the first game 41-3. So the biggest thing is come out tomorrow night
and
just play like their lives depend on it.
Yeah, just want to let you know, John, it's already 3-2. Bucks already won the game. It's already over. They won the game.
All right.
So now
it's I don't need to watch tomorrow night because you got this one. All right.
Yeah, it's over. They got to figure out what to do
man.
In game 6.
Guys, unbelievable.
Game 5.
You guys take care of yourself.
Hey, you disagree with me? Bring any money you want to Kevin at Ted's taking the Miami Heat to win the game.
This is where I say, just like Jason tried to tell you, I don't have an opinion either way. I don't know what's going to happen.
I know what's going
to happen. That's why I'm confused with the Bucks.
I agree.
You already know I had them winning.
Yep.
When they made the Jay Crowder acquisition, who they're not really utilizing at all.
Lately, that's right.
They're
we,
not.
We wondered what would happen in the playoffs. Playoffs, these guys ain't playing.
Yeah.
He's going to play in game 5, guarantee you. Guarantee Jay Crowder's playing. And he's going to.
Why wouldn't he be playing otherwise?
I don't know. I guess Bud didn't think it necessary. I want Jay Crowder just go.
Pat Connaughton, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I told you. How many times did I tell you, when we talked to Zora, get Connaughton out of the rotation? So what? He hit a couple of wide open jumpers. Yeah. Who cares?
He's getting more in the rotation than less. I tried to warn you about that 2 games ago. He's playing.
You can't put Connaughton on Jimmy Butler.
No, you don't.
You can't put him on Bam Adebayo. Who are you going to put him on?
Any of the other
Jay
three
Carter
players.
Can guard both of those guys.
What?
Jay Crowder can do a better job of guarding. Jimmy Butler's not going to. First of all, you and I know, just like I told you about the Wes Matthews guarding him.
Yes.
Those guys know each other.
I agree.
It's hard to play against somebody you know like that.
Right.
With Jay Crowder and Jimmy Butler, they don't like each other.
Right.
That gives you Jay Crowder even more incentive.
I agree.
To guard Jimmy Butler. Get his butt out there.
Yes.
And I don't. You people love Pat Connaughton. All right, Pat Connaughton's a decent player.
Jay Crowder,
get him out of there.
Jay Crowder's playing in game 5.
You didn't acquire Jay Crowder to give him a DMP CD. That did not play coach's decision. Yes. That's not why you acquired him.
I agree.
Get him in the freaking
game. Why
didn't
you play him?
Who knows?
What do you mean, who knows?
I don't know. I'm not Bud. I don't know why Bud didn't put him in. Well, it says coach's decision. I ain't the coach.
I think
I don't know why I didn't put him in. Oh, Pat Connaughton's his golfing buddy. That's why he doesn't put him in.
Oh, come on.
He is.
I don't care what he is. He wouldn't do that for the team.
All right, if you say so.
No, he makes a basketball decision. He's wrong. I don't think it's because he's golfing buddy.
Okay. Well,
I think he believes that Connaughton rebounds, gives him some offense.
Connaughton rebounds better than Jay Crowder?
I don't know. I'll have to look on that one. I'm not sure. But it's those reasons that he's playing. He's got to have reasons. But I guarantee you, Jay Crowder's playing in game 5. You want to bet on that? Jay Crowder getting some minutes in game 5.
Why would he? Why would Bud change
Because
now?
He's got to change what he's doing against Jimmy Butler.
That's a lot of flack was being given to Bud for not doing anything as far as adjustments in that game.
I know.
So why do you think he's going to adjust now?
Because I think in playoffs, coaches often make changes, but never as quick as people want. And I would say Bud's that way. You said that when Connaughton didn't play in game 1, I said he's playing now. Well, no, he's not playing him. Well, Jay Crowder didn't play. Jay Crowder's playing in game 5. You want to join my club?
No, I'm not joining any of your club right now. All I know is they better get it together.
Yes, they better.
It's not looking good right now. Even though I still believe there's a chance to do it because they have been so good.
Yes.
I'm thinking they're going to default back to the old Bucks at some point.
Yes.
It's going to kick in, and then they can easily win 3 games in a row.
Yes.
But right now, I'm worried about that. I'm worried about that theory. Right now. I'm worried about it.
You agree the game five is over. They've already won.
I don't agree to anything. I just told you.
Pebble, do you agree game five is over? Bucks already won.
100%, Homer.
Yeah!
Wow.
It's not an absolute. All we got to do is convince Tony.
You guys both want to bet? Give me odds? Since it's
an
absolute.
2-1. Yes. Give me two to one. That's
4-1,
it.
4-1, I'll bet you.
You'll bet the Bucks lose the game.
4-1.
That's too much. 3-1. I'll go 3-1.
No, I want 4.
Well, I'm not up.
You said 100%.
No, I started 2.
I'm up. Bye.
Now I'm up to 3. Close.